Hey, Joe Coffin. Hey, how's Bar Seattle? You guys still there? Give me a call regarding this Dennis Kitchen, Lee Peril. I have to assume that it's probably because we didn't have the bank listed. And I think it seems like, I think Megan had one where, you know, you got to get the endorsement or something. But at the end of the day, we need to give them assurance that he has insurance. And I think that was on a quote status. So we really need to tell them that they're covered. And I think we can do an evidence of coverage, but we can't say they're anything from Amina's email yesterday. And then we need to give them the bills. If not, they're going to keep on crapping their pants. Unless that's not why there's a delay, Roberta. But let me know, because this is a service business and we need to make sure. Moving forward, we might want to look through the renewal list when we do the meetings and see who the bank is and ask them if we have to add it, because we can't stop time. You know, people need to do things. But, yeah, I think yesterday Amina said something like, yeah, you know, that we need to get the endorsement in, which is great. I understand completely. But we can say that, you know, I think, you know, an EPI or something, you know, and just tell them that here it is, evidence, you know, and it's coming when they get the endorsement in on this thing, if that's the F-up. But, yeah, so let me know if that's it, because now Dennis, everybody's all flipping out. So we really need to tell them, here's your bills, you got the insurance, we've asked the company to formally endorse the bank, and here's a sample, I think. Unless I'm misreading something here, misunderstanding it, but that'd be like if you and Rob, you know, with your bank wasn't on there, or you refinanced and somebody didn't tell anybody, and there's just nobody can do anything, thanks. But, yeah, we just tried to move the chains.